happy to see you all. I can see you all. And some people sometimes they don't see because of the pillars, but I'll try and move around. It was a wonderful worship time, praising time in the morning. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you enjoyed it. You got it? Thank you so, so, so much. And I really thank God because of you. We have had praise reports. We have had prayer requests. And all in all, we just thank God for it because Jesus has been working miraculously in our lives. Amen. It's good to have our pastor back in full health, and I believe that even the enzymes will come back to where they belong, and God is going to show his mercy on us. We are in a series of teaching. Before I start that, our visitors, welcome. I see someone from Kenya who just came recently. Welcome so much. I'm from Kenya. Yeah, so I really thank God. We have had a series of thought, a series of teaching in which we've been, now this is the fifth week. For the last 4 weeks, we have been doing a series of soteriology, which is the study of salvation. As Christians, as a church, we are doing these studies. As Christians, we want to dive deep into our knowledge of God, our salvation, and why we are here. So for the last 4 weeks, we've been looking at different topics. We started with forgiveness, in which God's salvation brought forgiveness of our sins. The gap which was there was closed. The next one, we went to justification, in which we were justified before God. When God looks at us, he looks and sees just as if we've never sinned. He looks at us and he sees a perfect individual. Amen. Pastor Stu came and talked about reconciliation between us and God and between ourselves. Amen. Last Sunday, we looked at redemption, how the power of love, Jesus of God, came for us. The sacrifices which were done before, the law which guided how someone was seen as perfect, as righteous, Jesus paid it all. And he redeemed us from all those processes. Today we are talking about another topic called sanctification. Amen? Sanctification. What is sanctification? This is being set for God's purpose. Amen? God looks around and sees you. He sees you. He picks you out, selects you for a specific purpose. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. And we're told sanctification is a Christian teaching about how God transforms a person. Amen? How God finds you as a lost sheep. He carries you out of darkness, shines light over your life, puts you somewhere. He transforms you and makes you fit and holy. Amen. He gives you a purpose. Everyone here, you have been given a purpose. Amen. So in this purpose, God comes and does miracles in our lives. As fingers, we are not the same size as the ASM, but we work together for a strong grip. Amen. You might see like you feel like you are a thumb, but your thumb is there to support these others. Amen. Every part as the body of Christ, everyone here has been chosen for a purpose. Amen. We have so many examples in the Bible in which God chose an individual for his good purpose. An example, a good example was a man called Saul. Saul, in the book of Acts, this was a tormentor. He was one of these hired guns. Amen. When the church was establishing itself, Saul was a hired gun, coming, taking, persecuting. And we met Saul. The first instance that we met Saul is when Stephen was being stoned to death. Saul was there. He was the one who was giving orders. Because as he was, Saul, at that time, before he was changed to Paul, he had studied all the religion that is supposed to be there. He was a strict follower of his religion, and he could do anything to protect the religion. God saw this, and so this is a perfect person. So what does he do in the book of Acts 9:15? Acts 9:15. So this is after he appears as he was going to Damascus. So this is a man, he says, "But the Lord said to Ananias, 'Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and to their kings and to the people of Israel.'" Amen. In that, we are told God tells Ananias, "This is my chosen instrument. This is my chosen person." Even though he was going to Damascus with letters and approval from the main religion and the priests saying that, yeah, you can go capture any man, any woman, arrest them and bring them here. But God had chosen him. Even before then, God knew that I'll use this person. And if you continue reading down there, the next, it talks about God chose him so that he could suffer and get everything. Amen. Spread the word, but also experience the suffering and experience the love of God. So sanctification is not just a one-time event. Amen. We are all sanctified when we get saved. The moment you accept Jesus as the Lord in your life, he sets you apart. Amen. He chooses you. He sets you here. This is my instrument that I'm going to use. It's not just when you are saved. When you are in the world at sin, what happens is that you're just there, but God comes and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He comes, sets you apart, and he gives you a purpose. So this is a long lifelong process, okay? It's a process of us becoming holy, maintaining our holiness, and living according to God. Amen? So if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, the first part of that, it talks about, "For it is the will of God that you be sanctified." Amen? It is God's will that we are all sanctified. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He sets you, He gives you these, all right, now you're part of me, and we need to continue. Amen. This is where we are justified in God. This is a continuous, sanctification is a continuous journey of growth in grace and conformity to the image of Christ. As Christians, why are we called Christians? Because we live, we walk, we talk, everything that we do as Christ who is doing it. Amen? There are times in life you'll come and find couples. I don't know if we have it here or have you ever met someone who have been married for years. You'll come to realize that they start looking alike. How they talk. If you're talking to me, for example, and you talk to my wife, Marcy, you'll come to realize that there are some ways that these people talk. Amen? How they do things, how they react, how they conduct themselves. Amen? This is after years of being together. If you ask them, they won't even realize that there's what happening. That's what we as Christians, that's what happens. Because we are the bride. When we get into this relationship with Jesus, when we get into this marriage with Jesus, you start walking like Jesus. You start doing things like Jesus. That when someone looks at you, you don't have to go out with a placard saying, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. Someone will just look at you and just, no, yeah, this person is a Christian. Have we got to that point in life? Do you think where we work, if you come to my office and ask, oh, by the way, I'm looking for a Christian here, will they point you to me? If I come to your office, they just put a camera and then, all right, on Monday when I go to the office, Pastor Jeff is just there watching how I'm operating every day. Do you think on Sunday he'll give you the mic to sing, to preach? How you talk, you know, how we talk shows how deep we are in Christ. Even though we are going through ups and downs in life, but your reactions to the ups and downs in life, it will show or portray if you are a true Christian. Amen? Or do we become Christians in the morning of a Sunday when I'm putting on my Sunday best, that's when I'm a Christian. From the afternoon after having tea and coffee and saying bye-bye when you go into the car, the first corner here, you're just, why is this person blocking my way? Do you do that? Yeah? Sometimes I drive not according to how I did my theory test. Yeah? This is a manual. Amen? You've been told you need to walk like Christ. But how you're walking, is it according to how the manual tells you how to walk? How you believe, is it according to what the manual says? Because when you ask me at that time, I'll be like, oh, I'm rushing. But you had a whole day yesterday to prepare. Why are you rushing now? You knew you were supposed to be in the office at 8, and you're leaving your house at 7:30, and yet you know there's traffic in Gosport. Amen? When we are walking in Christ, when you are doing what Christ needs us to do, is it sin outside? Amen? Can someone come and tell you, by the way, I need a prayer from you? Or they'll just be looking at you praying and they'll be like, all right. Even I don't think even those words just went past the ceiling. No. Amen. When you are called for a purpose, when you are called for a reason, we need to live as per the reasons. Amen. This is a contract we signed when we were baptized. Are you living to how your contract says? Or you want to amend the contract around the way, along the way? It says you're supposed to be doing this, but you don't. Amen? Let's read the book of Romans 6, verse 1 to 4. Romans. Romans 6, 1 to 4. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. So this one, other version says, no. Amen. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God, of the Father, we too may live a new life. Amen. When you are saved, the grace of God, we've been taught here sometimes, the grace of God renews itself every morning. Amen. Every single day, every single time, every single moment you're here, the grace of God is sufficient in your life. So Romans asks, because you know the grace of God is there to cover you forever, do you go back sinning so that the grace keeps on coming? He says no. Amen? You know, when we are talking about the grace of God, it's just like someone gives you their credit card or their debit card and tells you, all right, go and buy whatever you want to buy. If you just know there's unlimited amount of cash in that debit card, and I give you that today and tell you, go and buy whatever you want to buy. When you finish, and then you remember, all right, I forgot this one, go back and buy. How much will you spend? Or how much will you use? Amen? That is the grace of God. Jesus, when we are saved, he gave us a debit card that every single time we use it, there is no debt because he paid it all. He came and chose us and he gave us that so that the only thing that you're supposed to do is to walk like he did. Amen? So that we may live a new life. That is the point on that chapter. That we may live a new life, because as a sanctified person, your view or your thought about life changes. How you look at things as an individual, that changes, and it changes every single day. You are supposed to be looking at things in a Christian perspective. When you are meeting things or people on the road or anywhere in your office, how you react is supposed to change. It's not like how you used to be. You know, there are some people who I used to see. There's one of our pastors back at home. Before he got saved, he was this person who will fight for any reason. You tell him thank you, he'll want, all right, why did you tell me thank you? So he had that thing in him that he needed to fight. If you look at his face, you'll just know this is not a boxer, but he's lived through it all. Amen. Have you ever seen people who are boxers? If you look at his nose, it's just the other side. The eyes has bruises. They have... This is someone who was there. But now when he came back and gave his life to Jesus, Jesus changed it all. He was the most humble person you could see. He doesn't look at you. You know, some people, you just look at their face because the Bible says we are wonderfully or fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? So it depends where you are. Are you fearful or are you wonderful? Amen? Some of us are both. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah? So when you are sanctified, you are made and you are given that opportunity to show people who you are. Amen? It's just like you apply for a job and they want you every single day to have their uniform, like what we do in the Navy, so that when you're walking outside, people know that's a sailor. As a Christian, that's what you're supposed to have, a uniform in our body, an armor of God. Every single time you're talking the truth, whatever you're saying is the truth. Whatever you do is the truth. Amen? Sanctification calls us to sacrifice ourselves to God, to become slaves. Amen? Paul uses this analogy that before you are saved, you are a slave to sin. You are a slave to darkness. But when the light came, you are now supposed to be a slave to your salvation. What does a happy slave do? He follows the master's rules and regulations. You do what Christ needs you to do. Amen? Because we are set apart to do that. So sanctification calls us to sacrifice ourselves to God. If you read Romans 12, 1 to 2, it says, "So then, my brothers and sisters, because of God's grace mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by becoming inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and pleasing to him and is perfect." Amen. When you are called and you give yourself wholeheartedly, your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your finances, everything, when you give yourself into the salvation of God, the last part it says, "So that you might know the will of God." Just imagine you know what God plans for you. Amen? We know all the secrets that he has, and we'll be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect. But how can we know the will of God and know what is good? It's just by the Bible. Let's read this manual and we'll be able to know what God wants us to do, what his will in our life is. Amen? And even after being sanctified, sanctification calls us to be holy. Amen? If you read 1 Peter 1:15-16, it says, "Instead, be holy in all that you do. Just as God who called you is holy, the scripture says, be holy because I am holy." Amen? Let us be holy. Give ourselves to God and be holy in whatever we do. Amen. I was told by a friend of mine here some Sundays ago, He was reading a book written in the 1700s. And this author was talking about being holy in everything that we do. Don't think that no one knows you, because you cannot hide anywhere from the eyes of the Lord. Amen. If you go up like what David said, if you think that we'll hide in the topest mountain, the highest mountain, God is there. Deep, he'll be there. There's nowhere you can hide from God. Amen. So when we get saved and we're set apart, God gives us his Holy Spirit. Amen. And Philippians 1 verse 6, it says that when you get saved, you get this Spirit. And this Spirit will make sure that from the day you begin accepting Jesus up to the end of our life here, the Holy Spirit will guide us. He'll make sure that we go on and carry us through until the day that Jesus comes. Amen? And after Jesus comes, after being sanctified, justified before God, he will give us eternal life. In Romans 6:22, it talks about that. It says, but now, since you have been set free from sin and have become willing slaves to God, you have your benefit, resulting in sanctification, which is being made holy and set apart for God's purpose. And the outcome of these is eternal life. Amen. Eternal life in whatever we do. Paul say that he's run a good race. He's kept his faith. Amen. And at the end of it all, after maintaining our holiness, we cannot get this, you cannot just make yourself, sanctification is not self-made. It is God who sanctifies us. You cannot work towards, all right, I want to work to be justified. I want to work to be sanctified. No. It is the love of God in our lives. And this one, what we've told here, is that there is a benefit. After living this holy life, there's a benefit to it, which is eternal life. And this eternal life, it will be eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what God wants us to do. So sanctification involves the renewal of our minds through the study and application of God's words, as we've said. And we pray every day, because we are told, pray without ceasing. Today we are having prayer night here, prayer evening here. Let us give ourselves to God. Amen. When I was young, I was raised up by my mom and dad, and they told us, or they told me that prayer is like a deposit. Amen? When you pray, it's just like you're depositing. Because the Bible says, let us put everything that we own in heaven, where there's no rotting. Because there is a time that will come that you'll not be able to pray. You'll be in a situation that you won't be able to pray. If you prayed, your prayers, which you saved in a vault somewhere, will be working for you. Amen? So let us pray and depend wholly in the Holy Spirit. Amen? As we journey through the process of sanctification, let us remember that it is God who is at work within us, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Let us press forward, knowing that the person who gave us this role will give us even the fuel to carry on up to the end of life. Amen. As we are all here, as Christians, as believers, as we are all here, as people who gave our lives to Jesus, and he gave us a purpose. What is your purpose in life? Amen? This is a self. You can ask this to yourself. What is my purpose in life? I was saved. Am I living to my purpose? Amen? You're set apart to do this. Are you doing that in the house of the Lord? Amen? That is a question that you need to answer, because one time we'll be asked, we'll go before the Lord, and he'll ask us as how he asked those three individuals that Jesus spoke about. I gave you your talents. What did you do with them? Amen? Are we working according to what God gave us? Maybe you're there, you're supposed to be an encourager. You're supposed to encourage others. Are you using your talent to do that? You're there, you're supposed to be praying for others to get healed. Are you praying for others? You're there, you're supposed to be singing, preaching. Because everyone has a role. Amen? This is like a chain. Every single part plays a role. Are you using what God gave you for his glory? Amen? Thank you so much. Let me welcome Pastor Jeff for a conclusion. My time is up.